And I'd like now to welcome back to the program Christy Carson. She is with Santa Fe Rep, which is presenting Stephen Sondheim's Follies, the concert version, starting this weekend, starting tomorrow. And Elena Zachary, who is one of the performers. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So this is, let's see, this is Stephen Sondheim's Follies, which is a musical with a whole story that's about a reunion of performers who had their heyday many years earlier, and they're like in the once beautiful, now decrepit theater, and their ghosts are there, and they're sort of interacting with each other, and it's been described by some as like super psychological neurotic.
That too.
Well, because it's about marriage, so, you know, and it's the reunion is the excuse, so it's a gathering of these previous Weissman's Follies girls, and the reunion causes them to look back to 30 years prior of who they were then and what they've become now. So, of course, these two marriages that it's focused on, you know, the hope of their youth, their optimism of their youth, and then what it's morphed into. So that's why it gets neurotic, because all the marriages are unhappy, essentially.
And, right.
And then there's the old broad who's done it all, the comic relief.
Would that be you?
That would be me. Christy's got me out of musical retirement for Follies.
So what? Tell us about your character.
Well, she's an old broad, you know, and she is probably the oldest of the lot, has seen it all and done it all, and is there for the reunion so that I flesh out the cast, and I provide, I think, certain kinds of relief, comic moments, and the sadder but wiser gal who's done it, you know.
Now, when you are doing this, you're doing the concert version, which means what? No,
well,
talking?
No. I do want to clarify that, because I've been a little concerned in, you know, I need to say it's the concert version so people don't have expectations of a full-scale production. And yet, on the other hand, it's kind of in between a full-scale production, and it's not what people would think of as a concert version where they stand up and sing, no dialogue. No, it's absolutely still. There's five distinct characters. There's a through line. There's beginning, middle, end. There's dialogue. There's relationships.
And so we'll get the story.
Yeah, I think so, sure. But that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think when people see that in the marketing, that it's a concert version, they may expect that it's just standing up and singing, which it's definitely not.
It's acting and dancing and feathers and comedy and poignant moments. It's a very full and satisfying evening,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Feathers.
Boas.
We don't want to give too much away.
But boas, sure. Top hats, canes.
Yeah. A little glitz, you know. It's the Follies.
It's always good. I did wonder whether. I mean, sometimes you know, you could go to an opera, or then you could go to sort of a recital where the opera singers are wearing their sequin gowns and just standing up and singing the
Park and Bark. No, this is not that.
Yeah, Park and Bark. That's what it used to be called.
I thought that was an operatic term.
It is an operatic term. I mean, I don't know if it's operatic, but if people describe opera in a less than completely loving way.
So concert version, so it's already scaled down from the full production by the New York licensing agent. So it's already scaled down, and we've scaled it down even further.
But Christy, you need to ask her about this team, because she's brought together an amazing composition from across a lot of Santa Fe and Albuquerque's musical gifts, not simply theater.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, one would hope so in a musical.
Right, and I thought, well, Stephen Sondheim's company that we had done in 2010 was the most successful Santa Fe Rep production that's been done, I think, because people just love Sondheim, and it was a great cast and a great show. So what I did for Follies was, I mean, I didn't even hold auditions. I just gathered who I knew would be right for these roles, and the best and the brightest, and a lot of the people are from Company or from Pippin, as Elena was in Pippin, Campbell was in Pippin,
Campbell Martin,
you know, and Andreas Tischhauser, who used to be the executive director of Desert Corral. He was also in Company and now in this. And Wendy Barker from Albuquerque was also in Company. So a lot from Company and Pippin. Almost everybody's been in a Santa Fe Rep production before, except for Barbara Bentry, who I've been trying to get for years, and I did get her. So.
So an exciting cast. Now, in the I've never seen the actual musical of Follies. I was listening to a little bit of the music, but the as I understand it, the for every character there's their younger ghost who is an actual cast member. Is that true?
Well, that's part of the scaling back that we needed to do because Follies is a huge cast. Even bigger than Company, which was 14 people. And again, because Santa Fe Rep pays actors, pays everyone, I just had to scale it back. So I decided to get rid of the younger versions.
And that sounds terrible.
But having their adult counterparts do, and it's a little tricky, but to do what the younger selves do.
Right.
And hopefully make it clear.
Now, have either of you done this work before at any time in your life?
Done Follies?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I've done a bunch of Sondheims. Into the Woods, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd. So this will be my fourth Sondheim, actually. No, fifth, and Pippin with Christy. This will be my fifth
Pippin's
Sondheim.
Pippin's not Sondheim, though.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, it's not.
Yeah. No. Fosse.
Fosse, yes. Fosse.
Right.
So
what
my
about,
fourth.
What about you?
No, I never have. So... Company, I'd given, since I had never done Company, I gave that to somebody else to direct, but it's exciting to do something you haven't done before. Absolutely.
So, Stephen Sondheim is probably one of the most popular composer of musicals that people do over and over and over again. What is it about Sondheim's work that keeps pulling people in? I mean, just decade after decade.
Well, I'd love to offer an opinion.
Sure.
Along with Christy. The music is very sophisticated, and he doesn't ever let anybody get off scot-free. He presents complex stories, real complex people. So we never lose interest because we identify and we're always challenged. The first Sondheim musical I did, and it was ensemble really, was Sweeney Todd. The music was so difficult that I realized if I could learn that, there wasn't an opera composed I couldn't do. His challenges are ongoing. We know that Into the Woods has just been filmed by Disney, so it's going to present Sondheim in a probably bit of a sugar-coated way, but again, bringing Sondheim to the masses. So that's a very exciting thing, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because even though the musicals were not necessarily popular, as you say, on Broadway, Follies didn't have a long run.
Is that right?
It did have a revival, though. It's been done
twice. Yeah, many revivals, but initially... And even Sweeney Todd, they were disappointed that it didn't run so long. But in licensing land, Into the Woods, it's obvious why Into Woods would be popular with younger, you know, high schools and schools around the country. It's
why is
one
that?
Of the most, because it's, you know, fairy tales. And Little Red Riding Hood and The Big Bad Wolf and, you know, all these characters. So that's a very popular one around the country to do. But it's interesting, Sweeney Todd has been, it's really surprised Sondheim as well, that Sweeney Todd has become one of the more popular licensing shows out there. Yeah,
it's Stephen Sondheim's Follies, the concert version, and there are 5 performances only starting tomorrow, June 21st, and it's Saturday, Sunday, and then the next weekend, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursdays and Saturdays are at 7:30, and Sundays are at 4 o'clock, and it is at the Black Box Theater at Warehouse 21 on Paseo de Peralta, kind of across the street from the Farmers Market. Christy Carson is the director. She's also the founder of Santa Fe Rep, and Elena Warren Zachary is one of the performers. The others are Andreas Tischhauser, Barbara Bentry, Campbell Martin, and Wendy Barker. We look forward to it, ladies. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Charlotte.
We're going to take another break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Diana Delling.